Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? It is Oral Stimulation. You are listening to us, of course, on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. I am Melissa, and as always, I am joined by my luscious co-host, Alex. How's it going tonight, Alex?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking yourself.
It's so good to see you again.
It's always nice to see you as well.
Ooh. I missed you last week, but I do have all the dirty details from Vegas.
Like filthy dirty or like naughty dirty?
No, these are pretty innocent. Definitely that's not fun. Like your herpes episode. I'm still laughing about that.
I'm not. That's not awkward at all.
Has she tried to call you at all or anything?
No, I left it at that. She wanted to kind of hook up, and I really admired that she was honest and told me she had herpes. And at that point, I was like, deuces, I'm out. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I couldn't carry that any further.
No, that makes sense. All right. So we have Vegas coming up.
Coming up?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going back to Vegas again.
Really?
I'm sure you are too.
Maybe St. Patrick's Day, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to be out there then too.
Are you serious?
Are we going to be in Vegas at the same time?
Maybe.
Oh, shut up.
We should seriously go get married.
Dude, we got to hook up.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Dude, I can't wait to give you anal.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. That just escalated like out of control there.
I'm sorry. I just started.
We were
going
to get married, then all of a sudden it's anal?
I can't help it. I want to be your first.
You will be.
Okay.
Oh, you definitely will be.
I can't wait.
Okay. All right. So
I'm going to go buy that ring pop tonight.
Oh my God. Are we getting married?
Do you like cherry grape?
This was an on-air proposal, wasn't it?
I'm down on both knees.
I'm
right
so
now.
In love with you. Are you on bended?
I didn't even give you an accent yet.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that. Dude, in Vegas, little preview. I was hooking up with this Chinese guy.
Hooking up? Define hooking up.
You know.
Like you guys were like giving each other goo goo eyes. I mean.
No, like banging.
Banging?
Yeah.
Like finger banging?
No.
Like phone banging?
No.
Like doing the nasty in between the sheets?
Yeah, like naked.
What?
I know, right?
So you got down?
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Why are you making it sound so?
No, I'm excited. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, it was good. Well, we'll get to it. But I'm just saying.
How do you lean me up to it and then like, oh, we'll get to it later?
We'll get there. But if any guy would speak to me in an Asian accent in bed, like in their native language, do you know how much I would lose it?
You are the only person that I know has this Asian fetish.
Oh my God.
Seriously, if I Google Asian fetish, your face would pop up.
Hopefully
you're the only person I know.
Hopefully oral stimulation would pop up too, yeah?
Hopefully.
If you are looking to pop up with us, follow us on Twitter at oralstim, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. And of course, you can get right to us, oralstim@gmail.com. If you want to call in and speak to me with an authentic Asian accent, call us at 800-893-9562.
I'm going to start like putting your phone number in like when I go like to Chinatown or if I go like Little Saigon, all those places when I go eat.
In the bathroom.
I'm just going to put call for a good time.
Dude, we should just put the flyers out.
Your flyers.
So what's up with this proposal? I thought there was a wedding proposal going on.
Yeah, I think we're getting married on St. Patrick's Day.
I found something special for you guys.
Ooh, okay. What do you got?
I got a gift.
Always hooking us up.
Perfect.
This is the wrong song.
No, this is what you said. You're down on bended knee.
See? He knows. Girls always know what's up.
This is End of the Road.
No.
No, it's not. This is bended knee. Do you not know your
Don't you know?
Man?
Your wife and you don't even know Boys to Men?
Here we go. The big chorus.
Here it is.
Is the camera on? I'm gonna go down on my knee right now.
Oh.
I'm gonna put your legs up in the air.
Get down on those bended knees.
We're doing wedding and honeymoon all in one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope the ceremony lasts about 5 minutes because I want to throw you, or would it, like, lift you up and carry you through the threshold?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we going to stay?
I don't care. Motel 6. I only need, like, an hour.
I can't marry you if you're going to hook me up with Motel 6.
What? All of a sudden, there's my criteria?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm Filipino. I'll shave my head. I'll pretend to have an accent. What else do you need?
You're doing good so far.
I'll pretend to make love to you when you want me to.
You'll pretend?
Well, sing. I can't sing. I'll lip sync.
Okay.
Like Beyonce or something.
That would be hot, kind of.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Speaking of the Super Bowl.
But I'm going to make you go on top.
No. Oh, yeah, I have a lazy horror story for you. Someone had the balls to call me a lazy whore while they were fucking me.
What? Only I could call you a lazy whore. Nobody else.
Can you believe that shit?
That's fucked up.
I know. After all we've been through,
somebody else is using my shit. Oh, I'm so angry right now.
We have fans and they take it to the extreme.
That's good. I'm glad people listen.
Right?
And I'm glad somebody could agree that it wasn't just me, that you are a lazy whore.
Listen.
You listen. Lazy
I'll take
whore.
The whore part. But lazy, that just really gets me.
Okay, what would you rather be called than a lazy whore?
I don't know.
I'll let you pick.
Oh God, I don't know. We'll look up some synonyms for lazy.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the Super Bowl. I heard there was a blackout and a Scientology commercial.
Okay.
Is that all?
That's it.
Okay, cool. So there was also another commercial though. There was Bar Raffaelli and some dude, and they were totally going at it, making out for some website.
The GoDaddy.com commercial? Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So I would tend to say that she was way out of his league.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. They might have had like a special connection.
They might have.
Besides their lips.
That's what we're going to get into tonight, is dating out of your similarity, way different age, or maybe a different economic class, or are you getting the notes right now? Or if a guy is way hotter than a girl, or a girl's way hotter than the guy.
Okay.
I hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
But first, I have a little issue with some cereal that I want to discuss with you.
How do we go from that to cereal?
I'm just telling you what we're going to get into. Okay. I just have to get this out of the way.
All right, hurry up so I could get into that ass.
I had a bowl of Cookie Crisp today because it looked like it had chocolate in it. And that shit is nasty.
What?
Yes, it's terrible. But don't you remember as a kid, freaking a bowl full of cookies was like liquid gold?
I was more of a Fruity Pebbles type of guy. I wasn't big on Cookie Crisp.
Really? Really? This is the guy I'm going to marry in a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah.
What are you setting me up with here, Austin?
Well, I'm setting up for the whole gay marriage in the UK part.
Yes. Okay. Duh.
That's what you...
What a smooth transition. Fruity Pebbles. So, tell me about it. The UK is well on their way to legalizing gay marriage.
Yes.
Yay.
Their party leaders voted, and they're going to go for it. I mean, they're in favor of it. And there was like a majority in passed.
Really?
Yeah. And so now it's like crazy. The UK is going to have a whole bunch of out of the closet gay marriages. They won't be hidden.
What? What's an in the closet gay marriage?
Well, I mean, they could come out and actually like take pride. And I mean, not that they're proud already, but as far as like getting married. I mean, I think that's like, if you love someone, we talked about marriage not too long ago, and it seems like a theme for the
like
night.
Like 30 seconds ago, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What size is your ring finger anyways?
It's like a 6. I have really slender fingers.
Of course you would know that ring size is off the top of your head.
I mean,
how often have you asked that?
Quite a few times, actually.
You know what? I think it's kind of cool because at least, you know, that's something that they could... You know, you could actually get married. I mean, like for like a man and a woman, I mean, it happens all the time, but for like a gay couple, for them to kind of take to the next level as far as that goes.
Personally, I think it's completely ridiculous that people are banned from marrying anyone. I mean, of legal age, obviously. But it's like a person is a person.
I agree.
Every person is an individual. They all have thoughts, feelings, ideas along the gay spectrum, the straight spectrum, whatever. You know, I mean, it's just, it's absurd to me that there are people who are so concerned about what other people are doing in love.
Well, there's like a lot of politics involved. I mean, you could go, first thing that comes into mind is like the Bible, you know, like different things. Like there's a lot of different views that come to that.
You know, they say you shouldn't eat shellfish in the Bible too.
Okay, but we're talking about...
And you should own slaves.
And you should what?
You should own slaves.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't want to get biblical on you on XM 165.
Dude, I'm just trying to get
in collaboration
educated.
With SkidRowStudios.com. However, there are a lot of things the Bible says to do and not to do. But that's not the point of the show, Alex. The point of the show is to grow in our glowing love for each other and celebrate that if I was a dude and you were a dude, we could totally get married in the UK, hopefully.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Or like right now.
Yes.
Show me your tits real quick.
You want to see them right now?
Yeah.
I'll totally show you. Okay, here we go. I'm still not happy about the cookie crisp though.
Oh my gosh.
Right? No one's around. No one's looking.
Minnie saw. I don't know if Minnie liked them.
I didn't saw. You might want to redo them again.
Yeah. Show them.
Put them up against the glass.
That's you have to show Mindy.
That's like the eighth time I've done it tonight. Okay, I'll show Mindy too. I gotta
really? Okay, I'll describe.
Is the camera on? Okay, what do you got, Mindy?
I see you. They're nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do her nipples look like?
They're good size. Good size.
Good size nipples.
We have a request from the sound booth against the glass.
Against the glass? Ew, maybe later. I'll show you guys later.
Well, thank you very much for that. I didn't even have to get a dollar bill out.
I know.
I feel swanky.
Ooh, Mindy, later. Mine against this side, yours against that side. Oh, what? Speaking of marriage, Vegas is, of course, the marriage capital.
Okay.
I was just there. Have to give a shout out to Ryan and Yassine.
Shout out to Ryan and what?
Yassine? Dude, I hear his name like 3,000 times a day.
Why?
From his dad. It's so adorable. These are the guys I work with at the Luxury Lights booth.
Okay.
And his dad just says his name over and over and over and over.
Is he like yelling at him? Is he calling at him?
He's calling him. He needs information or whatever. They're so cool. Oh, I love working with those guys.
Seems like a lot of fun. Did you have a lot of fun with those guys?
It is a lot of fun. However, I was exhausted.
Okay.
The whole time.
The whole time. They wore you out.
Yeah. And then cutie Chinese guy wanted to hook up.
Cutie Chinese guy.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
Was he out there for the convention or did he just come out to see you?
He just came out to hang out. Yeah. He had some work to do. And so we
work
were
on that app.
No, but anyway, so we hooked up. I was so tired. And then after we were done, he looks at me, he goes, "Oh yeah, you really are a lazy whore, huh?"
Chinese guy called you a lazy whore?
Yes.
So the rumors are true.
No, I was really tired.
Okay.
I was really tired.
But did he even try to like flip you over or like
doggy
style?
Yeah, I mean,
style,
I moved
or,
and whatever, but...
Yeah, moved what? Side to side?
I wasn't like really trying.
At all?
Dude, I was really tired.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. You could have been reading like a magazine or watching TV.
I thought I was going to die of kidney failure on the way out there.
Wait, what? That's serious.
How do you? And then just really wore me out.
Which is intense. I could see that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
but
a long
are you
dive.
Okay?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Doesn't hurt anymore. So
it hurt that one time. It's not like a stone or nothing. I mean, did you get it checked? I mean,
no, I didn't get it checked. It just went away. So.
Okay, let's go back to the sex story. So, I mean, did he try to flip you around? I mean,
yeah, he did. I moved.
No, like doggy style. Did he go roll you over and go on top?
Yeah, he did everything.
So you went on top? I'm proud of you.
No, I did not go on top. Okay, everything but that. Everything does not include being on top.
You know what? That's your goal for next week. That your homework is to fuck a guy on top. Can you just bounce like a little jackrabbit? And do a little reverse cowgirl?
Actually, remember the Thai guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this chair in my living room. I think I've told you this before.
I've seen it.
It's like a lounge chair, yeah?
Yeah.
So I was on top of him on that because then I can have my feet on the ground and bounce.
Wait, so did you do it or you're going
to? Yeah, I did do it.
Like recently?
No, like a couple months ago.
That doesn't count. Was it before or after the Lazy Whore episode?
It was well before.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Because I gave up after that since. Guy. Whatever, I don't even care right now.
You're out of control.
I do what I can. Yeah, but in Vegas, we also went to the Ghost Bar. And I ended up meeting this really cute guy. Business owner. He was cute. And he wasn't even Asian. He was just that cute. Okay.
Okay.
Like, you
describe
know.
Him. Describe him. If he's like any celebrity, so our listeners could have an idea.
I don't know celebrities. He looked kind of like East Coast. He was like really like buff. What?
Like,
well, that's a thing. Like,
East Coast.
He's like non.
Like Jersey Shore guy? Like,
yeah, but
like
non-cartoony.
Guido?
Like non-cartoony Jersey Shore. That's what he reminded me of.
Okay.
Okay.
Was he tan, like dark?
A little bit. Yeah, but I think that was natural.
Okay. Did he have like a muscle shirt on or something?
No. I think he was wearing a t-shirt.
Did
I don't know.
Did he say
anyway.
Like, cabs are here?
No.
T-shirt time?
No. So he did not mention laundry or anything like that. So we.
But he was DTF.
Yeah, no. Because he has a girlfriend. He is like, yeah. But anyway,
good
so.
Good job, homewrecker.
Shut up. I didn't know that until after I talked to him for a while. So I'm talking to him and he's got his own business and he's like all successful and cool. And I'm like, please. Please, please don't be 26 years old. I'm just begging him. I'm like, please do not be young. Please, God, don't be young. Because all these guys I know are so awesome and they're so much younger than me.
So much younger.
Yeah.
Aren't you like 28 anyways?
I wish. Yeah. Yeah. I'm something like 28. But so they're so much younger than me. And I'm like, please just don't be 26. He's like, no, I'm not 26. I'm not 26. I was like, okay, cool. And he pulls out his license. Dude, he's freaking 25. I'm like, no.
But he sounds really successful. Like, a lot of young guys are successful.
Though. I know. But here's my problem. My ex-boyfriend was 2 years younger than me. And it was fine at first. And then the more serious the relationship got, the less serious he got. And then the more often he would pull out this, I'm only 28, going on 18, you know, I'm only this, I'm only that. Like, he acted like being 28 was the equivalent to like just getting out of high school. So I'm very scared to actually get into a relationship with a much younger guy, because what if that happens again? What, because like when I was in my early 20s, I was really responsible, you know, married and all this stuff. And then as I got to my later 20s, I was like, fuck that, I kind of want to live my life. You know, yeah. I want to have more fun.
Let your hair down, let loose.
Exactly. So I'm scared that I'm going to meet this younger 20s guy who's all mature and successful. And then as he hits 30, he's going to be like, why am I with you, old lady? And then he's going to kick me to the curb and then I'm going to have wasted all that time.
Well, at least you have like little flags that pop up. I mean, you have little feelers or like to see what you want or you don't want. I think that's crucial.
Yeah, but I think all of the guys who are my age are married.
Yeah.
All the good ones. So now I'm just going to have to wait till they start getting divorced or something.
How does that work out?
Not that well. Not that well for me at all.
Well, but, even if they're divorced, I mean, are you okay with that? I mean,
a guy who's divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, because I mean, I'm sure there's ties to the ex. I mean, if they have kids, the whole thing, I mean,
I don't mind.
You're okay with that.
Everyone has a past,
yeah.
You know? And if that comes into the current, all you can do is just celebrate that that's what helped make them who they are now.
So you're understanding toward it.
Absolutely. I mean, I learned so much from my exes that I can apply and be a better person in a relationship now. You know, I don't have anything against a guy being divorced or having kids or anything like that.
That's good.
What about you?
What about me?
Have you dated any old ladies?
Yeah, a few years older.
What's the oldest, like the biggest separation?
Gosh, I don't know. Probably like, I don't know, maybe like 6-7 years older than me.
How old were you at the time?
I'm trying to think because I'm, how old now? No, actually it was probably, you know, I was probably like in my early 30s and she was probably like in her 40s.
Really? And did she have kids or anything?
Yeah, like she had a daughter, yeah. Yeah, she had a daughter and that was it.
Okay, good story. How?
No, what,
how, I mean, how long did you guys date? Was there a significant difference?
As far as like,
I don't know, is it the type of music you guys liked? Was she all into disco and you really like Backstreet Boys or
Backdoor Boys, more like it? No, it wasn't even like that at all, actually. I think, you know, when you have like a connection with someone, it's different. Like the age, I don't think really matters. I think, you know, certain things you have to like remind yourself. It's like, she probably was thinking like, you know, obviously looking at me, I'm thinking of like, I don't know, like you're right, maybe I'm listening like to hip hop or like to rap, and she's probably more into like the Cranberries or some shit like that.
Cranberries?
You know, heard of the Cranberries?
No.
Oh my gosh, I need to keep you up on
Well, I think I've heard of it, but I might be getting it confused with the fruit. I'm sorry. I don't know.
How about like Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, I know her.
What's one song she sang?
The one about spoons and rain. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I give you that?
Yes.
All right.
Of course. You know what an activity that people across all ages can enjoy?
Eating.
Yes, but also shopping on adamandeve.com.
What about that?
If you use promo code SKIDROW, you get a sweet discount, and then you can stuff a vibrator in your old lover.
My old lover? Or you could buy an old man a penis pump.
You could. Right? They've got all kinds of good stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a new fleshlight.
Really?
Might have to check it out, yeah.
I would get a sleeve.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to look into it. I never heard of it.
Yeah, because I mean, I've heard fleshlights are really good, but if you want to just, if you haven't gone down that road before, try a sleeve. They're pretty inexpensive and they've got different textures. Like one side can be ridged and you can turn it the other way and then that can be bumpy. And don't use too much lube, because if you get the lube between your hand and the sleeve, then you're screwed. It's just going to be a mess all over. So you have to keep your hand dry on the outside.
Wait, so is it not a mess at the end anyways, or is it keep it clean?
Yeah, but you can contain it all in there.
Okay.
But if you just, you know.
Okay, I gotcha.
I've heard some really good reviews on those.
That's cool. I can't wait to write one about myself.
Yeah.
I gotta check out the website.
Do it, definitely. It's a good website. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about, you are kind of, are you dating someone a little bit younger than you?
No, I've actually dated people usually around my age.
Really?
Yeah.
You just keep it, because what are you, like 35 now?
35, yeah, I'll be 36 in June.
Okay, so you stick to like the 30s-ish?
Actually, you know what? I have a tendency to date probably like younger. Actually, the crazy thing is I've been dating kind of older chicks or girls around my age, but...
Wait, are they older or are they around your age?
A little bit of both. I mean, maybe like a couple of years older. You know what? Now that I got older, or now that I'm older, like I don't really pay attention. Like if I have a connection with someone and we click, I think that's more important to me than anything.
I know, but see, it's easier for guys.
Of course, it always is.
It's not fair.
Actually, it's easier for girls. All you gotta say is like, hey, you wanna fuck? Okay. What guy's gonna tell
sure.
you no?
Okay, sure, yeah, a guy would love to fuck.
I have to put in work. Like, okay,
of
maybe
course a guy wants to fuck, but is he gonna wanna go home and like hang out with my kids? No. I don't want just a guy.
Who wants to do that? It's like, I'm gonna fuck mommy. And I'm going to take you to school.
God, I just...
Wait, you need me to help you with your homework?
You know what? There's nights I really don't mind sleeping alone. Like when I take melatonin to fall asleep. And it's good because I can just spread out everywhere. But there's... there's times I just really want to be in love.
Of course. I mean, there's times for me like when I miss having like a warm body to sleep next to. I think that's key.
I don't really like sleeping next to people. I kind of decided. I really have. Like in the past, whatever, because...
You've been sleeping next to the wrong guy. That's your problem. Or guys.
I don't know. I like falling asleep next to a guy. I don't necessarily like waking up next to a guy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I just want to have my space to be like, you know, you're not pretty when you wake up.
You aren't pretty?
I'm pretty, but most people aren't. So I'm just trying to look at it from an outside perspective.
So you're telling me that you put on this face... There's an illusion about you. So you go have sex with a guy. You just don't want him to see you the next morning because you look like shit?
No. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what you're saying.
It's really hot in here. So I'm about to start taking my clothes off.
Yeah, please. Start with your pants this time. I already saw your tits.
I know. Why am I even wearing pants? I forgot it was so warm.
Okay, you can take off your socks.
You're listening, of course, to Oral Stimulation on XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. .com. I am taking my clothes off. I really
and
am.
I am watching you. I wish I had a couple dollars. I'd throw them your way.
Dollars. Thanks. Is that what I'm worth to you? My socks are worth a couple dollars.
Dude, I will turn this place into a hurricane right now with all the ones.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you're worth more than that.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Can I get a 3 for $30, by the way?
What do you mean? What's that? What's that mean?
No, just strip club lingo.
Oh, our local expert here.
Yeah.
Would you ever date a stripper?
Absolutely.
Just like that. Just absolutely. Because they know what to do, huh?
No, I think they're just normal human beings like anybody else. Like, why would that really matter?
Well, because actually someone on Facebook posted a thing about what jobs would you never date someone? And there was a lot of interesting responses. People were like, I said I would never date someone who deals with dead people.
Really?
It just, But a lot of people were saying like, you know what? I wouldn't really want to date a guy who works at a desk job either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You like guys that are interesting, like magicians or comics?
Yeah. Guys who have no money.
Well, is it about money to you?
No, but I mean, money does come with an office job generally. Unless you're like in a cube or whatever. It's just really hot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time focusing. I'm sorry. I hope everybody's watching on the cam.
Is
the live cam.
Watching?
Go to the website, skidrowstudios.com, and watch the video or the live feed.
Watch me take my clothes off.
Yeah. What size are your tits, anyways?
Like 34D.
34D?
Yeah.
Damn, I was going to say 36. I'm off.
They used to be a lot bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right at one point, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Am I distracting you? Okay.
No, I'm just... You know what the funny thing is? I mean, usually when I sit across from you when we do the show, I kind of like pretend to undress you like in my head.
Okay.
But it's like I have like the whole like Yoda thing on you.
Oh, now it's happening.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm thinking it, but you're doing it, which is cool.
Lucky you.
I'm lucky every Wednesday when I get to see you.
Aww. You're going to make such a good husband.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait. What is it, in March?
March, yeah.
All right, I'll get the prenup ready.
Dude, if we're serious.
What, you don't love me that much?
What do you think? You're like a baller now?
Dude, I just get lucky.
You do live
I want a bunch of money on the Super Bowl. Go Ravens.
Ah, money. Actually, what about dating someone from a different economic class?
That's interesting.
You know what? There's two ways to look at it. There's a guy who has way more money.
Which I
women.
Think generally happens.
That's typical. It just works out that way. But a woman can kind of get resentful and feel like she's a kept woman if the guy's always paying for everything. And it can add up to a debt that she can never repay.
But at that point, does a woman feel like she like owes the guy? You think she feels guilty for it?
I mean, she could. Yeah, it could either be that or the guy could kind of hold it over her.
Like, you know, like, hey, I bought your boobs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you feel like you have to be with the guy because he did that for you?
Yeah. Like, you feel like if you walk away, you know, he's done all these generous things. And so you kind of feel obligated to stay
guilty,
with him,
huh?
You know?
You think that happens a lot in relationships? And people stay in it for like the wrong reasons or whatever the case may be?
I know it really happened in my marriage.
Really?
I was a stay-at-home mom. And so it was just like, I was always indebted to him. And then when I got out of it, I didn't have the 10 years of working history that he had. So it's like, you know, it's hard to get a job and build myself back up to that level.
Right. You pull that sacrifice, right?
Yeah.
To do that, like to like raise the kids and so on and so forth, where you, I mean, instead of maybe advancing in a career, like, you know, school or whatever the case may be, you kind of back up a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to call in and talk about your social class dating, call us at 800-893-9562. If a guy happens to be the one with a lot less money, it can be awkward for him too, because he can feel like, you know, he can never contribute enough.
You know what? I think a lot of guys are intimidated by that. Like, you know, like there's a lot of strong and independent women nowadays. You know, they make their own money. They do their own thing. You know, like I remember going on a date, like trying to pay for something with the girl. And the girl like snapped at me. She's like, what? You don't think I could pay for my own shit? I looked at her like, I'm just a gentleman.
Yeah.
Like, why? Can you let me be a gentleman and pay?
You know what? I always try to make sure I have enough money to cover my portion of a date. But if a guy actually lets me pay, oh, I'm taking notes. We have a caller on the line. Let's see what our caller has to say. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rob. How you doing?
Hey, Rob. How's it going tonight?
Not too bad.
Is this Rob, our good friend from Fanboy Nation?
That it is.
Awesome.
I heard you talking about the economic thing, and I got a doozy for you.
Yeah, lay it on us here.
Yeah. Well, I dated this girl who, you know, worked at Target, and I just thought, oh, okay, she works there. I was in grad school. It wasn't a big deal. And then I punched in my GPS to go pick her up, and it turned out that it was in a restricted area. Well, the girl comes from so much money that her whole neighborhood paid that they couldn't be found on a GPS. Like, it was crazy money. I was too scared to even sit on the couch.
Is that in Southern California?
Yeah, it was in Monarch Beach, right by Dana Point. It's this really ritzy area.
Oh,
if
yeah,
we go on PCH,
beautiful.
I can even point to the house from the coast.
But you can't access it, can you?
Hey, Rob, so
not anymore.
At that point, are you intimidated by that at all? Like, how as a guy, like, how do you deal with that?
I didn't know how to. I just sat there. I was like, okay, this is cool, whatever. But, you know, to the point where it's like, oh, let's go watch a movie. We have a home theater downstairs, but I want to shoot pool at the same time. And the wall retracted in order to watch the movie in the theater and shoot pool at the same time. It was extremely intimidating.
Wait, so this whole wall goes down?
The whole wall went down between the theater and the game room.
Wait, this is her house or her parents' house?
Wait, it didn't like slide. You know, I'm thinking like sliding doors. Technology. Maybe they go, yeah.
No, I'm talking like push a button and it goes into the floor.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
That's insane.
This is a real house?
This is a real house, man. Like, you could fit three of my houses into one of hers.
What, did it have like elevators and all kinds of things too?
It had elevators.
No,
it
did not. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where is this girl now? Why aren't you at home cooking her dinner and scrubbing the floors?
Because I'm too much of a man's man. I can't be bossed around and I can't be bought. So it's like you're trying to push me around and go, I have cash. And I was like, sorry, it doesn't work for me. I got to be the man.
So was it the money that intimidated you or her personality?
At first it was the money, but I got over it. But it was the pushiness with the personality of I can buy the world that got kind of annoying.
How long were you with her?
Probably about 3 months. My birthday was the day before hers. And she didn't wish me a happy birthday, so I didn't wish her one either. And then she called me complaining, and I was like, yeah, guess what? Turnabout's fair play.
Oh, are you serious? Birthdays are such a huge deal for me.
Yeah, way to stick it to her.
Damn. Yeah.
And how hard is it to forget the person's birthday that's the day before yours?
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier than that. I
mean, yeah.
Maybe she thought it was the day after.
Who knows, maybe, but yeah. A part of me now thinks, God damn it, stupid. You could have been living in the lap of luxury. But then my ego as a man goes, nah, you're not a housewife.
Yeah, because at that point, she might feel like she has you by the balls. You got to be like that little bitch.
Exactly. I wasn't going to be a poodle.
No,
so,
yeah.
When you guys did go out, did you pay for the dates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I paid for everything. But it's like, you know, and she was cool about it. It's not like she wanted all this luxurious stuff. I mean, she drove a PT Cruiser, but just knowing that she had the power to buy the Mercedes dealership was kind of intimidating.
Damn.
Insane. Did you feel like you had maybe some cultural overload? Like, did she take you to all the fancy places and just really immerse you in her lifestyle? Or were you guys able to find a common ground?
We were able to find a bit of a common ground, but you know, when you're dealing with her dad who's got all this cash and he finds out, oh, you're in grad school and you're going to start an online magazine. There's money in that. Like, it just got to the point of money became the conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's hard. That's especially hard when you get parents involved.
Yeah. Speaking of conversation, like, what were your conversations like, Rob?
Well, like, I remember when I went to first pick her up because I'm walking to the door and I was like, am I sure I got the right house? Because you work at Target. And it had these 20-foot double door stained glass oak things. I'm just like, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm here. And Italian marble that was shipped over. And then the dining room table sat 18 people and it was made from one tree. Like, you know, like they chopped down the whole tree to carve a table, a solid table out of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the first date was rather intimidating.
So after that, I mean, did you know right away? Were you like thinking like, I want to marry this girl? Or are you thinking like, I'm out of my league, like we were kind of mentioning earlier?
Financially, I thought I was out of my league, but personality, we clicked fairly well. But the money thing just got in the way, because when you know you can't give her the lifestyle that she's accustomed to, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm not poor, but I don't have enough money to buy a 3-story house on the edge of the cliff.
And there definitely needs to be something deeper, deeper connection.
Well, I mean, I think for me, it's like one of those things where you want that balance. I mean, she could probably buy all or whatever she wants or have all the things, but maybe you fulfilled what she didn't have.
Right, but there's also the fact of working for it. Like,
yeah,
there's
gotcha.
Always something more important, like, hey, wait a minute, I can afford, you know, I saved up to buy it. It was more special instead of just instant gratification and having it, and it wasn't as powerful.
All right, so the real question is, how was the sex?
Yeah, I'm going to respect her and not say anything about that.
Oh, what a gentleman. Look at that.
See, there are gentlemen out there. I appreciate
that. Wow. Okay, you have just blown me away with that answer.
Can we give this guy a t-shirt or something? Take down his info. Give him a t-shirt.
Yeah, let's get his
info.
There's
not too many gentlemen out there anymore.
Rob, hang on the line.
Sometimes I wish I was still stupid enough and stayed with her for the money, but yeah.
No, you did the right thing.
You definitely did the right thing, and true love will be coming your way. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
So that's cool. You know what? One of the tips I definitely saw when I was researching this topic is if you have money, or even if you don't have money, don't use gifts as a substitution for showing your love. Because something, you know, when I was with my husband and we had no money at all, one of the gifts I gave him one time was a jar full of notes and memories.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like that.
You could be creative.
I think is more meaningful than any, I don't know, $300 leather jacket. However, I did give somebody that once too, and that was also meaningful.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, gifts in general, I think there's meaning. You know what I mean? Some have more meaning than others.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends.
We're definitely going to get into that more next week as Valentine's Day comes up. But let's go to a quick break. And we have so much more to talk about afterwards. We'll be back soon.
Skid Row Studios, it's the happiest place to be. Skid Row Studios, what UFCC?
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Hey, everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez.
And Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time.
Or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Players be first. Ladies in the line saying me first. And keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk. But I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick-ass Cuban thighs. Crispy horse eyes.
For every nerdy subject you want to talk about, Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking Knight Rider, we'll do it. Wait, can we swear in these?
Do whatever you want.
Angry Dorks Podcast. It's the Angry Dorks Show. You can listen live and comment along with us. You can be part of the show. It's Mondays, every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you can call in. You can actually call us. You can be on the show, your beautiful voice, and roll a D20 for fun. Resounding in the ears of 10,000 dorks. Is that
30,
true?
He said
no,
30 seconds.
We have 700.
It's like Clint Eastwood. They're just going to say, okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't say action.
Yeah, he says, fuck you to a chair.
Damn, we're like the 700
Get your shit together, man.
Blackwood Chess Club.
You're rated everything
drugs.
But this. Get your
on
shit
some
together.
Some kind of Filipino drugs. All right, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going
Lupia
last.
Lupia have speed in it.
Up next, we've got Judy. Judy coming to the stage.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you. Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
You please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. What's up, guys? You are back on Oral Stimulation on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter and see all of Austin's amazing Twitter updates, it is at OralStim or Facebook.com/OralStimulationRadio. That's where I will talk to you guys personally. And you can also email us with all your questions, problems, dirty pictures, whatever you want, OralStim@gmail.com. Of course, call in 800-893-9562. And tonight we are talking about dating outside your league, either age-wise, financially, maybe looks-wise. But Alex actually brought up a good point. There's a lot of celebrity couples that show up from time to time. And you wonder, I mean, even though they're both celebrities, it's like, how did he end up with her? What is she doing with him?
Right. I mean, I agree completely. I mean, we were talking about this or like as we were, you know, different scenarios for like, you know, like from money to like looks. The first couple that popped up was like Anna Nicole Smith and that rich guy that she dated or married.
And that's just... I don't know. Now, this was really before her career took off.
Well, she was a stripper, right, originally?
Yeah, and that's where they met.
And this guy was, I don't even remember how much older. I just know he was like an old...
Well, he was way, 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 like 60 years
probably
older.
Probably like your grandpa. Yeah. I don't know.
But he was loaded.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like, how do you adjust, right?
Now, honestly, seeing that, do you think... Because I have a tendency to be skeptical. Maybe because I don't feel like I could put myself in that situation just because, you know, he was a white guy and not attractive, whatever. Do you think they were really in love?
Well, you know what, though? I mean, from a male standpoint, if I'm that old and I mean, I think at one point, Anna Nicole Smith, I mean, I think she was nice, something nice to look at. I mean, at that point, shit, if I'm going to die and I'm at that age and I could fuck that, I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with that.
And that's kind of the way it tends to go, is guys get the girls with the looks.
Yeah, I mean, I think deep down, a lot of people, like a lot of guys, they're pretty shallow. I mean, in all honesty, I think they want that trophy. They want something nice to look at. I mean, like if I'm dating or like if I'm going to go fuck a girl, I mean, if since you're like the lazy whore type, I mean, if I'm going to be on top, I need a pretty face. If not, I'm flipping you over. I'm hitting it from the back. In all honesty, I need a nice face to look at. I don't mind
being on
top.
Okay, hang on. Repeat that just so I can get a visual. Because we're in bed.
Okay,
there's
you're lying down.
Candles all around.
Rose
obviously,
petals.
Boys to Men is playing.
Okay, sending candles.
We've just had some strawberries.
Okay, chocolate covered.
Those are kind of messy. If we could like do the strawberries and the chocolate separate.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Keep going.
So strawberries and whipped cream?
Yeah.
A little milk maybe?
Ooh,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Milk?
I don't know. Strawberries and cream.
Milk?
Cream? I don't know.
Alex.
Let's be creative. Come on, run with me.
Oh, but I'm like lactose intolerant.
Oh, man. That's
milk
what
would
I
just
need.
End the night early.
All right. I'm quick anyways. I'll be okay with it.
Okay, fine. So we have strawberries and milk. And we're in bed.
Okay.
And what? I'm on top?
No, I don't. No, I'm saying like if we're talking about like looks wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I need a pretty girl. If she's going to be on the bottom, I'm on top. I need something okay. nice to look at. I need a pretty face.
Sure.
Huh?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, but then if it's not, like, if it's like an ugly girl, she maybe she doesn't have like the nicest face. But
so she'll probably be on top.
Like if she's a butterface.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'll turn off the lights and I'll hit it doggy style at that point. Because you got to remember, Melissa, it's not the face you fuck. It's the fuck you face. Right?
You and all your stories.
No, if it's a hot piece of ass, I mean, I'm all about it. You know what I mean?
So, wait. Okay, so she's hot, but she's a hot piece of ass, but she's a terrible piece of face.
Butterface, yeah. That's like rough.
Okay.
I mean, how about you? You're always on the bottom. Do you look at the ceiling? Do you look at the guy? Do you wait for him to like climax? I'm like, dude, I love you this guy's O face.
Honestly, I really don't even care. Like, I'm just concerned about what I look like. That's probably why I never come. Because I'm so worried about what I look like. I'm just like, I don't want my hair to be a mess.
Okay, you're a self-centered whore. You're not a lazy whore anymore.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to take that as an upgrade. I'll take anything over lazy whore.
Oh, jeez. You're still a whore. I don't care what you say.
Whatever. I don't care about the whore part. It's the adjective.
That describes you.
Right.
Well, I don't, at that point, do you really care what you look like, though?
Yes, I absolutely care what I look like.
You have a guy's penis inside of you, and at that point, you're like, oh my gosh, my hair is going to get fucked up.
You know what? The only time I didn't care was with my first boyfriend, because I actually trusted him.
What, to look at you with the lights on?
Yeah. Any other guy afterwards? Seriously, I'm totally serious.
I could see you with maybe like a shower cap on or like a bag over your head. Like, I don't want to get my face fucked up.
Wait.
You're like all like, you have to like not move and be pretty.
I don't want to make ugly faces because that can totally kill the moment.
I think at that point they're worried about you moaning and groaning.
Well, no, I totally make the noises. Come on,
okay,
you know I have the noises.
Let me hear.
Oh, if I'm fucking a guy?
You can moan.
And I'm
on
laying
cue.
Completely still like Barbie. And yeah. I just bust out, yeah, easy.
Just
but
like
the
that?
Face, the face is what I'm worried about.
At that point, what if his like head is like next to yours and you're like moaning in his
That's
ear?
That's good. I like that. If a guy's on top, I love pulling him down and like scratching his back, right? And just having his face next to mine, unless he's got a scratchy beard. Then just keep your face a little bit away. But
what if he's like, do you like it when he like kisses you, makes out with you?
Of course.
So at that point, is there more passion and drive behind it? You're okay with that?
Yeah, because his eyes are closed.
But have you kissed a guy and his eyes are open, like staring at you while you guys are kissing?
Yes, it's bullshit.
But but your eyes are open then too, if you know that.
Because I can feel it on me. I can feel it, so I have to peek.
Like the eyelashes blinking.
Gross. You know Asian people have like teeny eyelashes?
Dude, ours is slanted. You wouldn't even know if his eyes were open or not. How would you know?
You're so racist.
Racist? I'm stating facts. Just because we have like the widescreen panoramic view.
Is that what it looks like in there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see.
Yeah, instead of you looking tall, you look wider. You set yourself up for that one.
No, you're calling me fat?
No, you asked what the our view is. And I'm telling you.
Oh, you're telling me I'm fat. Are you serious? Is that what you're saying right now?
No, I want you to take off more clothes and then I'll tell you.
Well now you're making me feel self-conscious.
You don't look like you weigh 140.
Oh! Are you serious right now? What is wrong with you?
No, because... You don't. You look nice. Are you okay?
Oh my god. It's already hot in here. And you're just gonna you're just making me melt. Oh my god, I have to go home and work out obsessively now.
No, you look
Why
good.
Would you just say that to everyone in the whole world?
They don't know. See, you just admitted to it. That's your problem. Just calling you bullshit and then all of a sudden.
Oh my god. Whatever.
No, I can't say shit. I'm a chubby dude.
How do you even know that?
Because I've lifted you up before.
Oh, okay.
And I've, you know, just by gauging. Well, I was off with your breast measurements. I said 36. You said 34.
Austin, help.
I think I have to let Alex sit alone on that lonely mountain there.
Alex.
Melissa, look at me. I'm the guy you're going to marry in March.
I don't even want to look at you.
I don't know. I don't know if we can go through with this right now.
Yeah, we can. Trust me.
You're going to be such a domineering husband.
You like it. I'll put you in your place.
You're going to be...
See, you like it already. You can't stop laughing.
I've been there before. I don't want to go back to that.
Don't worry.
I demand separate bedrooms.
Okay. I snore anyways. I probably... it's like my mating call.
Ew. In your sleep?
Do you snore when you're awake? What do you mean?
You mate in your sleep?
No, I said it's like a mating call when I snore.
Have you ever had that? Have you ever had someone bang you while you were asleep?
Bang me?
Mm-hmm.
Like have sex?
Yeah, like fuck you while you were asleep. Have you ever woken up to somebody fucking you?
Yeah, getting head. At that point, I pretended to be asleep, but I woke up and then... What?
Was it like a role-playing thing or...
No, I was asleep and then she wanted it. And the next thing you know, like I'm getting head and then I pretended to be asleep.
So and then, that she would keep going?
Oh, yeah. She got on top of me. And I'm like, what are you... Okay. Instead of like, no, stop.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know.
You just went with it.
I wanted to nut right away to go back to sleep. I tried so hard to come so fast. I'm like, fuck, you woke me up for this shit.
That's the best
This is what
sleeper.
You're going to get.
Oh, but she was on top. I thought you liked that.
I like it on top, yeah.
When she's on top.
Yeah.
Why do guys like that so much?
Because we're lazy guys.
Ah.
There can't be two lazy people in a relationship.
That's true. But what if I make you a sandwich afterwards? What if you know like the best grilled cheese ever is coming? Then is that cool with you being on top? I thought guys like to pound it in and feel all powerful.
Yeah, but I think there's a time and place. You
like
know
every
I mean?
Time and every place.
I don't know. I think change it up. I mean, honestly, you're okay with just taking it all the time, being on the bottom?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
You don't like want to change it up at all?
I mean, no.
Okay, so now you're a boring, self-centered whore.
I'm telling you, I really need to not have sex for like a while because I was so creative with my ex-boyfriend that it just really took it all out of me. Like I loved being with him because he was always pushing my creativity and I really just don't have the energy to start over right now.
But though, you know what though? You make it up by giving great head.
Thank you.
You give the best.
I guess I'll take that after you called out my fatness.
Whatever. I don't even think you don't even weigh that much. I was just fucking with you.
I do.
Oh, shit.
I can't lie. I'm sorry. I don't have like the lying bone or whatever.
Lying bone? Can I Google that? Is there a lying bone?
There's a funny bone.
So there's got to be a lying one if there's a funny one, right? Or is that a joke?
That makes sense.
Your funny
I can't
bone
wait
isn't being
to see.
Funny.
I cannot wait to see the picture Austin comes up with for lying bone.
It's easy. It's you lying down.
I thought that was a lazy bone.
Oh god! Is this thing on?
We're so off track right now. Oh my god!
No, it's just shenanigans.
Listen.
You listen.
All you people out there, listen. Call in. 800-893-9562.
Somebody call in with an Asian accent.
Please.
Somebody save me. I'm like, Melissa's going to kill me on the way home.
This is Oral Stimulation on XM165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. If you want a sweet discount on AdamandEve.com, just type in promo code SkidRow. Yeah. And buy yourself something amazing.
Well, actually, Valentine's is coming up. And your relationships, has any of your boyfriends got you like a gift?
No.
Or like a sex toy, I should
say? No. I don't have a date for Chinese New Year's. I don't have a date for Valentine's Day.
That's a holiday that you celebrate. I'm so confused with you.
You know how much I love fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Now I know. I'm going to get you fireworks for Valentine's Day.
I guess that'll make up for missing New Year's.
Yeah, I'm going to get all the ones they didn't sell or light and give them to you.
Yeah, dude. All that's right. A great holiday. Everything's red. That's like my favorite color.
I didn't know that. So red's your favorite color?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And there's money all over the place.
Okay.
Always a good thing. And they have those awesome dragons.
Like dragons?
You know, those dancing dragon things.
Okay, I got you.
No fortune cookies, though, unfortunately. Those are rare at Chinese New Year celebrations.
Yeah, it's usually like the red envelopes and the the money.
And those little coins with holes in them.
Okay.
Those are awesome.
Gosh, you know more about the Asian culture than I do. I'm so impressed. What's your favorite Asian food?
Oh, do you even really? Do you really want to get into it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm an eater.
I love Taiwanese food.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a sample dish? I don't even
Chinese
know.
Donuts?
No. What's a sample food of a Taiwanese? Like, explain the dish.
Oh, there's so many of them. There's this restaurant over by me called A&J.
Uh-huh.
And it's like all authentic Chinese, Taiwanese food.
Okay.
And I think it's run by like all these sisters or something. I don't know. But they always know my order when I go in there because they're like, oh yeah, you ordered this, this, and that. And I can go in once every 3 or 4 months.
Okay. So what, name a dish or like what's in it? What's it made out of?
I don't know because, oh, well, here's the thing. The whole menu is in Chinese characters. And then, but they have like the order form, but the numbers don't align with the order form numbers. So you have to kind of go back and forth. You have to like line them up like, okay, box. And then this is a box on the order form. And then mountain.
Like, what is
it? I don't know. Just a bunch of stuff. It's good though.
Okay, cool. Taiwanese food with boxes and characters. Yeah. Sign me up, please. You could be eating like scorpions or something.
No, it's all vegetarian. They know. Okay.
See, that's all you had to say. Is what kind of food it was. Are Taiwanese, are they vegetarian?
No.
So how do you know what you're eating? Because, it's like tofu stuff, like a lot of veggies, obviously.
Yeah, there's like a lot of mushrooms going on.
Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Get your veggies. Are you okay?
Austin's dying over there. Anyway, if I was a hot woman and you were a less attractive man, would you take me out for Taiwanese food?
Absolutely.
What if I was a less attractive woman?
I would take you to McDonald's. Well, maybe you liked hamburgers.
Maybe I don't.
Dude,
Even if I was ugly, I'm still a vegetarian.
Oh, well, we'll get like a salad.
The salads have chicken in them.
You could get them without the chicken. Chicken on the side.
No, they just pick the chicken off and then there's still bits of chicken in there. I know that.
Wow, you sound angry at McDonald's. Fine, we'll go eat the Taiwanese food place. What else you got? Alex,
I don't even know.
I know. We're getting married in March.
Oh, we are. I'm going to have to rethink this. I mean, you're calling me fat.
No.
And
I didn't call you fat. I never once called you fat.
You implied fat.
Because of my vision?
No.
Because of what?
I don't know.
I never called you fat.
Listen.
Your interpretation is completely off.
Speaking of implications, there was this study done.
On?
Women and men and ugliness. And it says women are more open to an uglier man's game than men are open to flirting with uglier women.
Okay, I can agree with that.
So,
even though I flirt all the time.
Yeah, but you're good looking.
What? Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing later?
We're getting married. We have to pick out our colors.
Red for the new year and whatever, even though it's going to be St. Patrick's Day.
That's perfect. We'll totally stand out.
Okay.
I like it. I'm going with it.
So you're going with the looks thing here. With the men and the women, like, men are less likely to.
Yeah, even if a guy is ugly, he can still have good game and get a hot girl.
But you know what? I believe that.
If a girl is ugly, she's pretty much screwed. She's going to have to go for an even less attractive guy.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Honestly, that sounds about right. I mean, I see it all the time, not to sound shallow, but I think it's a truth. I really think it happens a lot. So this is going to be weird, you know. This is actually perfect because next week we're going to, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yep. I'm single for Valentine's Day.
SAD, which is the acronym for Single Awareness Day.
Yeah.
We could talk about great stuff for next week.
Oh, we have all kinds of things to talk about. Anyway, this has been Melissa and Alex on Oral Stimulation XM165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We want to thank our caller, Rob.
Shout out to Rob. Fanboynation.com.
Fanboy Nation. What is that, like an online magazine?
Actually, it's a blog. writes about a lot of different stuff regarding like, wait, we're running out of time.
Interesting stuff. Okay, cool. Follow us on Twitter at Oral Stim.
Now tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Oh, why don't you
just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good day.